changes. Wake up in the morning and I ask myself, is life worth living? Should I blast myself? I'm tired of being poor and even worse, I'm black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a purse to snatch. Cops give a damn about a Negro. Pull a trigger, kill a nigga, he's a hero. Get it back to the kids, who the hell cares? One less hungry mouth on the welfare. First ship them, don't let them deal with brothers. Give them guns, step back, watch them kill each other. It's time to fight back, that's what Huey said. Two shots in the dark, now Huey's dead. I got love for my brothers, but we can never go nowhere unless we share with each other. We gotta start making changes. Learn to see me as a brother instead of two distant strangers. And that's how it's supposed to be. How can the devil take a brother if he's close to me? I let it go back to when we played as kids, but things changed. That's the way it is. Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah. That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
I see no changes. All I see is racist faces. Misplaced hate makes disgrace to racist. We under, I wonder what it takes to make this one better place, let's erase the wasted. Take the evil out the people, they'll be acting right. Cause both black and white and smoke a crack tonight. And the only time we chill is when we kill each other. It takes guilt to be real time to heal each other. And although it seems evident, we ain't ready to see a black president. It ain't a secret, don't conceal the fact. The penitentiary's packed and it's filled with blacks. But some things will never change. Try to show another way, but you're staying in the dope game. Now tell me what's a mother to do. Being real don't appeal to the brother in you. You gotta operate the easy way.
I made a G today.
But you made it in a sleazy way. Selling crack to the kids.
I gotta get paid.
But hey, well, that's the way it is. Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Make a change. It's time for us as a people to start making some changes. Let's change the way we eat, let's change the way we live, and let's change the way we treat each other. You see, the old way wasn't working, so it's on us to do what we gotta do to survive. And still I see no changes. Can a brother get a little peace? It's war on the streets and a war in the Middle East. Instead of war on poverty, they got a war on drugs so the police can bother me. And I ain't never did a crime, I ain't have to do. But now back with the facts, giving it back to you. Don't let them jack you up, back you up.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Lem. Me? No, I'm your host, Angel Lem. Today I'm sitting with Esperanza Ramos. She's a LDA. She has her own business in the city of Wilmington, where she helps people with their documents. It would be divorce papers, child support, or just things that you want to get to sponge out your record. She helps you so you don't have to go through it, so you don't have to be going back and forth to the court office, or so you won't make a mistake. She looks over for you. At the end of the episode, she gives you her phone number. So if you're out of state and you need some work done, I'm sure she could help you through the email or text message. You can find her on Instagram. She only has a personal one. She hasn't made a one for her business, but you can find her at Mujer de Fuego 24. So yeah, so on this episode, we're gonna find out what LDA does, which I think my little description kind of helped, but you know, I feel you'll get more of an idea of what she does and how you could help her. How can you benefit from employing her? Or, yeah. So this week has been super hot, guys. I just came from San Francisco. It was my birthday on 4th. Thank you to everybody that wished me a happy birthday. I forgot how to do everything, apparently. So I've been kind of procrastinating. This heat's no joke. I was over there. The hottest it got was 70 over here. I came back to LA and it's like in the hundreds. So I'm kind of melting a little bit. Thank you for everybody that participated on the giveaway. See, if you would have participated, for the rest of you that didn't participate, if you would have participated, you could have stayed nice and fresh and cool, drinking some water or some tea or your Let Me Know thermos. But you guys were playing a little hard to get over here. You guys are too good for my giveaways or what? Well, anyways, you know, I still have another giveaway going on right now. It's a Echele Ganas camo hat. So make sure you participate on that giveaway. Friday, it's going to be the day I'm going to pull the names out of my little hat or however I choose to do it this time. So yeah, so I had a blast last week. I went to San Francisco, spent my birthday. And, you know, it's not that cheap over there, guys. It's pretty pricey. I wish somebody would have told me that before I would have gone, but it's all good. And I want to give a quick shout out to Anna Valles. She was actually kind of advising me where I should go eat. Northern San Francisco. She's in San Francisco, so I saw her picture. I was like, you know what? This would be the perfect person. I did try one of her places, and it was pricey, guys. Like I said, but you know, I had a blast. It was my vacation. It was my birthday, so I took advantage of that. And like I said, it's kind of been hard adjusting, you know, coming back and work. And the podcast, I've been procrastinating because it's been so hot, and I don't know, guys. I need some encouragement over here. I did like an Instagram little post, and somebody asked, "Where do I see the podcast in 6 months from now?" And I really don't know, guys. Hopefully, you guys are still listening to me, but I really don't know. If you guys have any suggestions, how can I improve the podcast? Because it's getting a little stale for me. I gotta admit that. I want to see how I could improve it, at least for myself. I'm thinking of just making it just music. You know, I love music, and I do want to get into the radio industry. So maybe like I'll do it like a radio style where the interviews will only be like in between. I'll put music, and in between I'll have the interviews, just like a radio show. That's just a thought. But I like asking a bunch of questions and like getting to know somebody. Like, and I've been kind of keeping it to an hour, so I've been good on that. I'm not going over 2 hours like I used to. So I feel like I've been good about that. So if you guys could please help me tell your friends about the podcast out. If you could leave a review on iTunes, if you could just share it, I would really, really appreciate it. I'm really thankful for you guys' support, for just listening to me. I really do appreciate you guys, and your guys' support means a lot to me. But if you could please keep sharing, keep participating, I would really, really appreciate that. A little bit more info about Esperanza. So her business is called Superior Document Preparation. Superior Document Preparation Service aims to facilitate the legal process for people. It's an honor for her to help people with their legal needs. So if you have anything going on that you need reviewing, because it might not be alleged, like you might not understand the language, you know, the jargon, whatever you want to call it, I'm sure she'll be able to help you. So make sure you contact her. I really enjoy this episode because as a lot of you guys know, I'm looking for a job. I'm employed still, but I'm looking for something new. I've been at where I've been for like 10 years now, since high school, and you know, I need a change in my life. I want to be able to enjoy my weekends, enjoy my life a little bit. And like I said, this is a job, it's not a career, so I don't feel like I should stay where I'm at right now. I'm not happy there, so I have been looking for a new place to work at. And kind of appreciated her having her on the episode because it gave me perspective of something new, something I never knew existed, become LDA. I'm not gonna say that I'm going to do it, but I'm contemplating going back to school and doing something similar. But yeah, so it just opened up my views to a whole new job, a new career that you guys might not know of either. And I just wanted to give you guys a little opportunity of finding out what an LDA does if you're interested in law and you're good at reading and all that good stuff. Then I just want to give you an opportunity to hear about a person that does it. I do have stickers, so if you want a sticker, make sure you send me a DM or email me at letmeknowpod@gmail.com. Make sure you check the correct spelling. It's L-E-M, not L-E-T, because if you put a T, it's going to send it to somebody else. I don't know who exactly, but that person might not have stickers or might. I don't know. We never talked to that person. So yeah, and also, as of right now, today's Thursday, July 12th. So on Friday, July 13th, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., there will be an open mic located at SBCC. The address is 54 North Marine Avenue in Wilmington, California. So it's they'll be taking a $5 donation at the door. Drinks and light snacks will be offered. There will be vendors displaying handmade items, and this is a cash-only place. If you're a performer of any kind, poetic, comic, you like to tell stories, or even you have some musical talent, make sure you attend this event. People have been asking me when I'm gonna be performing again. Only you guys, so if you listen to the episode, you are gonna know about it. I don't feel like I'm gonna post it. I haven't performed since December, so I'm super rusty, so I haven't even thought of my jokes. I'm pretty sure I forgot most of them, but I'm gonna attend this event. So I'm gonna try to perform in the beginning, so be there earlier than 7, so maybe 6:30. If you've been wanting to see me just tell some jokes, this is the perfect time. This is the perfect opportunity. I don't know where I'm gonna perform again. I haven't performed because I haven't felt funny, so I feel like maybe if I go back on stage, I remember why I got into comedy to begin with, because like I said, I've been feeling kind of lost. I've been feeling pretty depressed, and I feel like comedy was there for me once, and maybe it'll be back. Maybe it'll get me back to my regular old mood, you know, because I don't know. I've been pretty down. I don't know where the podcast is going, to tell you the truth. So I need a little reminder. If you like to, you know, see me perform, I will be telling some jokes. I believe it's gonna be a 5-minute set. So, like I said, make sure you attend nice and early. That way, you can catch my set, because I do work at night. So I'm not gonna stay the whole night. I'm just gonna stay enough to tell my jokes and maybe watch some people, maybe get some people for the show. So yeah. So you know what? I'm just gonna cut it because I'm rambling on now. Thank you guys for listening, and enjoy. Summertime, you took this heart of mine. You'll be my Valentine in the summer. In the summer, you are my only one. Just dancing, having fun out in the shine. What's up, everybody? Welcome back. Did you guys enjoy that song? I know I did. That happens to be the song that I'm into this week. You guys know that I don't know what's playing, so why do I even say that every week? I don't know. I just like to say it. So today I'm sitting with Esperanza Romero. She's a LDA. She's actually the owner of Superior Document Preparation Service, located in City Wilmington. And you already know, I could kind of read you guys' mind. So I know you want to know what's LDA. So why I know what it is, but why don't we let her tell us, right?
Yes, thank you, Angel, for having me on. I appreciate it. I appreciate your time. So an LDA, it's an acronym, right? Like acronyms. It's a legal document assistant.
So can you tell me what a legal document assistant does?
So I'll tell you what a legal document assistant is not. It's, you know, I'm not an attorney, right?
Okay.
And in a nutshell, what it is, a legal document assistant is someone who has a license by the county, in my case, the county of LA, that says that you have the qualifications of a paralegal, either because you worked under an attorney for a certain amount of hours. So they give you this license and you're allowed to prepare documents for people. Most of the people that I work with are self-represented, meaning that they're representing themselves in court. So I help them to make sure that all the paperwork that they have to complete as part of the case is completed properly, like it's done the right way.
So when would somebody have to go to you? Like what cases?
Like my thing, like my son says, is family law. So that's like what I know the most. divorce. So family law, what does that encompass? It includes divorce, child custody, paternity, child support, anything that has to do with like families, right? So somebody who's going through a divorce, somebody who maybe has children in common with someone but is not married, someone who maybe doesn't want to touch the issue of custody and visitation but needs some child support in place. People, I do some immigration matters like DACA. I handle DACA. U visas are something that's called a U visa. I do that. VAWAs. If people want to become a U.S. citizen, I do criminal expungements. Like if, you know, we all made mistakes when we were younger, and people want that sealed. I know people in Wilmington, that's probably gonna be my biggest thing, right? It's all good. So I do criminal expungements. I do contracts. I do living trust. So if people have assets and they want to avoid the family fighting over who gets what, a trust, a lease agreement, basically anything that somebody needs done, I could do. If I could do it, I'll do it. And if I can't, then I'll pick a brain of an attorney who could help me figure it out.
So how does somebody get into, like, how did you get into becoming an LDA? Like, is this something you always wanted to do? Because, I didn't even know this was a thing, to tell you the truth.
I didn't either, and I was a paralegal for a very long time before I became an LDA. So
what's a paralegal?
A paralegal...
I don't know anything about
law. It's a paraprofessional. Uh-huh. So there's attorneys. There's lawyers. Those are people that went to law school. Uh-huh. Not necessarily passed the bar, but they went to law school.
What?
So they're lawyers.
Okay.
And then there's people that are attorneys. Those are people that went to law school. They graduated from law school and they passed the bar. So California told them, you have a license. You're now an Esquire, right?
Okay.
A law attorney. Those are attorneys. And paralegals are, I like to call them the second in defense for attorneys.
Okay.
They do all the behind the scenes. They do the research. They might do all the collecting of like the evidence, prepare the pleadings, like the paperwork that has to be submitted with the court. So that's what paralegals do. Usually though, you can't be a standalone paralegal. You have to be under the supervision of an attorney. However, the state of California says there's two ways that you could become a paralegal, either through like a program. Mm-hmm. I didn't do that. And then you have to accumulate hours under an attorney. That was in my case. How I became a paralegal is I have a, that's why college is good, I guess, right? A BA. So that's the other thing. You could circumvent it by having a BA in a related field. My field is sociology, so it relates to the law. And then I had a bunch of hours because I work with attorneys most of my professional life. So I was working at a domestic violence agency here in San Pedro, Rainbow Services.
Okay.
So I worked there, and then I ventured off into a business that didn't go well, and I like lost everything, and then I didn't know what to do. And I was like, if I go back to a job, that's not what I want. I don't want to go back to a 9-to-5. I honor that. It's great. I just knew that that's not what I wanted to do, because I had a taste of what entrepreneurship was like and I liked it. But I just didn't know. And I said, what are my talents? What are my gifts? And a friend of mine was like, well, you're good at the law. Why don't you look into what you could do with that? Maybe you could prepare documents for people. That's what she told me. Mm-hmm. Her name is Evelyn. She said, maybe you could prepare documents for people on your own. So I looked into it, and sure enough, the County of LA has something that's called a legal document assistant. I never knew about it. And I looked into it. I looked into what one needed to get the license, and I got what you need a bond, you need all these things. So I got that done. You need a letter of recommendation from an attorney saying that you're basically competent to prepare documents for people. I was able to get that. And so it's a 2-year license, and you renew it every 2 years. So that's how I became an LDA, by life knocking me down, and I just didn't know what direction to go when I got up. So I went this direction, and I love it. I love the law. I love educating people. So that's how I became a legal document assistant.
And like, do you offer like any courses or classes, or maybe like to teach? I mean, I would feel like you'd be a good teacher to help others, like not like maybe help others, like type of deal, you know?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that's it. Right now it's me, you know, it's me. So I'm like the Esperanza is everything.
Uh-huh.
I'm like the server, I'm everything. So I eventually, that's something that I do see for my business, uh-huh, where I would want to hold, like I see my office and I hold like 101s. like the divorce 101. Or, you know, what does proof of service mean? What is like a request? Because a lot of things is the legal realm is like this whole other like world. And it's very, it could be very overwhelming. And if people are already dealing with issues that are draining in the, like a divorce, and then in addition to that, they have to deal with the legal aspect of it, it could be like overwhelming. So yes, I do. Part of what I want to do in the future is have like 101s for people to be able to educate themselves. Because they're offered now, like the courts of the superior courts have them, like Long Beach is our closest court, or Torrance. But it's, I mean, it's a high demand. There's a lot of people that are in need, especially here in Wilmington. I see it. Like most, a lot of my clients are from Wilmington, monolingual, Spanish speaking, you know, who don't speak English, but yet are in the, like caught up in the court systems, you know, either willingly because they want to initiate something or because they got thrown into it by somebody who initiated something against them.
All right. And but like, why Wilmington? Were you like raised or like born in Wilmington?
That's right. Can I say Wilma's on here?
Yeah, you can say whatever you want.
I'm not gang related. I'm a, like totally a lover, not a fighter, only sometimes. So I grew up in Wilmington. I was born in Harbor City, across the street from Parque de los Patos, right?
Yeah.
I used to call it.
Everybody so called, I mean,
everybody called it Parque de los Patos.
From my generation until they removed the lake and they had redid the whole thing, and then we stopped calling it that.
Yeah, post Reggie, it became really famous. So yes, I was born in Harbor City and grew up in Wilmington, and I live there now. So I love Wilmington. I mean, it breaks my heart sometimes just because I see the needs and things of that, but that's a whole other conversation, right? And when I worked at Rainbow, a lot of my clients were from Wilmington. So I am passionate about Wilmington. I love the city. I love the people. There's a lot of good that comes with it, and I see how education and awareness is needed, and one of the areas is the law, the legal. People think that they don't have rights sometimes, or they're misinformed. Especially what I see is a lot of my clients maybe are from Mexicanos, from Mexican descent, but they're from Mexico, they're here, so they're accessing the legal system, and in a divorce, a lot of my female clients, they think it's a crime if like you leave your home. And I'm
like separation?
Yeah. And I was like, no, apparently I'm not sure, but I checked with somebody in Mexico. In Mexico, yes, abandono de hogar. In Mexico, you relinquish your rights. You give up your rights to community property if you leave the home. That sucks. That's whack. In California, no. If you have assets and you're like, you know what, I got to get away from you, or I have to leave, and you leave, you don't give up your rights. You just fight it outside of the home.
Yeah.
You know, so people have that misconception like, oh, I could leave. I don't have to stay in the home. So something so basic, you know, that I think is common sense, but people...
It's like culturally.
Y hablan con everybody, que la comadre, que el vecino. Everybody's an attorney. Everybody's an attorney. And I tell people, you know, is your comadre an attorney? No, they're not. So don't listen to them. You know, that's what happens, right? We listen to the wrong voices sometimes, and then people get misinformed, and that leads to people like being taken advantage of. Because there's people out there to all the, I mean, LDAs that are doing an honest job, more power to you. And there's LDAs like me that are, I've seen clients that come to me with really bad paperwork, and shame on you. That's a whole other question, right?
But I don't know if they're listening to me though, so I don't know those bad LDAs.
Yes, that take people's money and fill out their forms wrong and lie to them. So
see, that's why you need to like throw those seminars, so educate people. Yeah, but you know, at the same time like those people that you're like teaching, they could also be doing the wrong thing and like, oh no, well, you know what, she taught me, like I could do it too, and they could be taking advantage of people. So that's true. I just crapped on my own idea. I do that a lot. I had a great idea and now not no more.
So
why are you so interested on the law? Like, what got you interested to begin with?
I love the law. I think the law is very interesting. I mean, the law is boring. If you go to the law library and you guys are like, you know what, I'm going to find, you get a book and you pick up a book with section codes and like,
yeah,
the family,
kind of boring.
The California family code. It's boring.
Yeah.
But it's important when you are litigating a divorce. When you're litigating anything in a court of law, you need to know what the law is for that. For family, what does it say when it comes to spousal support? What does it say when it comes to child custody and visitation? What does it say when it comes to domestic violence? I like that. I like being able to read that stuff. I like, it's like, I like where, I don't like the working out part, but I like the, when you look, you feel, yeah, I like that, right?
The results.
The results. That's what I like about the law, that it allows me to teach people.
Okay.
And that people feel empowered. I don't like the actual research and the reading, like, because I'm like, what does this say? And I have to reread it. So that's boring. But the results of it is great because people become aware. Mm-hmm. And then it's a power of one, right? Like, I share it with my clients and then they share it with somebody. And then that's how, you know, God's good. That's how I've been able to get all my clients. Minimal advertising, word of mouth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All my clients just refer people to me.
Yeah, but I also see that you like on your Facebook, you like, you give people advice, or is that what you're doing?
So they're like tips.
Okay.
So LDAs, that's one of the things. Thank you for bringing that a word. That's like a big word. That's a bad word for a preligo, like advice. You know, that's what I always tell. And then Latinos, it bless their hearts. I love my people, you know, but they refer to me as la abogada. And I'm like, no soy abogada. Soy paralegal. Soy ta, 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 ta. I have to have them sign like something off saying, I told you that I'm not an attorney. Like, I can't give advice because attorneys only give advice, right? So I can't give my opinion. I can't give them advice. I can't do any of that stuff. What I could do is prepare forms, but there's always loopholes, right? What I could do is give them material to read. So that's what I do. But I can't give them advice. I circumvent it. What I can do is speak to an attorney and say the attorney said.
So like, do you have to stand like above them and tell them like, okay, like, don't sign here type of deal? Like when
So I tell them, like, I fill out the paperwork for them, like the all the paperwork, and I explain each form to them. Uh-huh. So I say, this is what this is it, is the information accurate and correct? Yes. And then they have to sign because those are official documents. Those are documents that are being filed with the court. Uh-huh. For the most part.
And like, are you allowed to go to the court with them, or that's a lawyer type of deal?
What I could do for them, to the extent that I could go to the court, involves me filing for them. So I cannot represent them in court. That's what an attorney does. So I cannot litigate. I cannot be in front of the judge and say, Your Honor, I think they need to get spousal support because of I can't do that. Yeah. What I could do is prepare all the paperwork for them, get copies of their file for them, file things for them, all that. So facilitate it. And most of the people that I work, if not all the people, my clients are working adults that can't take time during the week to go take care of all that. Mm-hmm. So I file, I do the copies, I do the service, I mail, I do everything for them. So it's convenient.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And a lot of the times, many of my clients have non-conflict cases, meaning they've been separated maybe from their legal or you know, their spouse for a long time, but they just haven't done the legal aspect of it. So I handle those divorces, and they just want somebody to take care of it, or professionals that have like criminal pasts lingering and they need it expunged. So I just facilitate the process because I do all the paperwork. And what happens in court, if you do not complete something right, the clerk will bounce it back. They'll say, sorry, I can't take this, you're missing information. And then you think that they'll tell you what it is. Uh-huh. But clerks can't give advice either, or they can't do any of that. So they just simply give you your paperwork back. And I've been in court, and I overhear conversations of people saying, this is the third time that I'm here and you do not take my paperwork. Yeah, cause something's wrong with it. It could be something as simple as checking off a box, maybe not checking off the wrong box, leaving out a piece of information, putting the wrong, is just a very, like, so many things. So it's important to have your paperwork properly completed.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you don't want to get sent back after, like, I mean, especially if you're trying to get separated, like, you're trying to, like, just be be done with it and then like having to go back to court over and over.
Because it's already a stressor. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Other branches of the law, it's a little bit more non-personal. Family law is very personal. Mm-hmm. The relationships dissolving, you know, either or custody issues, child support issues. So people's thinking is not clear already because sometimes there's some type of conflict. So for them to fill out paperwork the right way is like a stretch for them. And then I also have people that are just don't want to deal with it. Like I have a good amount of, I've recently been getting more longshoremen, you know, that they're just busy. They don't have time to go to the court, fill it out, because there's self-help centers that could help you. But to them, it's like, well, I'd rather pay you and you take care of it because I can't take time off of work to go down there and do it myself.
Oh, wow. That's a cool job.
Yeah.
That's a cool job.
Yeah.
I wish I would have known about this sooner. I'm going to do it tomorrow. you said the difference between a lawyer and an attorney is one passed the bar, the other one didn't.
The other one didn't.
Boom. I'm going to be a lawyer then.
Yeah. So Villarreosa, so I'm can go, never say he was an attorney.
I'm going to go fail. I'm going to go fail. And then as long as I take it, technically I'm a lawyer, right?
And you got to go to law school too.
All right. I didn't know about that. So like, how long have you been in Wilmington? How long have you had your...
All my life. Oh, I started... This is my third year.
Okay.
And I'm hoping to be able to hire on help at some point and train someone to do what I do.
So like, is there any specific reason why you opened it up in Wilmington?
Because most of the people that I work with are from Wilmington.
Oh, okay.
So that's where I'm at.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
I thought you had like a special meaning to you or something. Like the city, you know.
Yes, and it's the city where I grew up. And it's city. Wilmington's very important to me. And I just... and especially the legal field, a lot of the time, my clients who have... Like I had a client... who paid an LDA. I don't even think he was an LDA. I think he might have lied. Like she paid him $900 altogether to handle her divorce. And at some point he stopped responding to her. So she came to me and I looked into it, right? She said, I want to get this handled and I feel this person hasn't been doing. So I looked into it, I researched, I went to the court, I found out he had lied to her, right? And I had the proof to show her that he had lied. And it gets me upset, right? So then what I do, it's like I make something right that was done wrong. So that makes me think, wow, there's a need for what I do.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because when you, I don't know, and then grew up in Wilmington, I think my parents came from, you know, Mexico. They were immigrants. They came here. They established a life. So I have certain values that I hold dear to me that I couldn't do people wrong like that. Mm-hmm. You know, it wouldn't be okay with my moral compass. And I see how sometimes people feel like discouraged or they feel like they don't have rights. And yeah. I don't like when people feel like they don't have rights. Like all of us have rights. We just have to figure out what they are.
Yeah.
In the context that we're in.
Yeah.
So that's what it is with a lot of my clients. And I see how I see them progress, right? Because I see the cases, I see them. And the thing with me, right, I always have to tell them, I can't assure you a favorable result.
Yeah.
Because you don't have an attorney. Judges are wild cards. I don't know. All I could assure you is your paperwork's going to be on point.
Yeah.
And you'll be ready in that sense.
Have you ever had you represent both sides?
Oh, no, that hasn't happened.
Oh, that'd be cool.
No, I don't know if I would want to do that, right? You know what? I don't know. I have to look at the code of ethics for my thing. I don't know if I could do that because attorneys can't, right? Because that's a conflict of interest. Mm-hmm. I don't know if LDAs can because that's just the document preparation you're not dealing with. But who knows? It was a client of mine. He had this. He shared like the mother of his child. And then that woman had another child with another father. Both fathers came to me.
Oh, wow.
Like, but they didn't.
Did they know each other?
No.
Oh, are you allowed to even say
but
that?
But I made the connection.
Oh, okay.
I made the connection, right? So that was interesting. So it wasn't it was by chance.
I wonder if she referred both of them to you.
Right? I don't know. I always ask people how they get my cards, right?
Yeah.
And they say, oh, my friend gave it to me. Or somebody that I know from church gave it to me. Or I picked it up at a coffee shop. I always wonder how people come to me. Because I've had people come to me from Orange County. And they say, oh, a friend of my mom or a friend of a friend gave me your card. So,
like, has it been like a, like what's the, like, the wildest case that you, like, paperwork that you've been, like, preparing,
I guess? Oh my gosh, it's a civil case, and civil cases could be heartaches because there's something that's called discovery, and discovery in the legal world, we're finding out about what the other person's intentions are, really. That's what it is, and what they're hiding from us that we might need to know. So in a civil case, there's a discovery period. So let's say that you go to Target, uh-huh, and you slip and you fall. You're like, man, I messed up my back. I'm gonna talk to an attorney. Boom, boom, boom. You sue them, uh-huh, right? The attorney files an action against Target, right? It's called a complaint. That complaint's filed. Target is served. And then there's like an incubation period. There's a period of time that's called discovery. During that time, you, the plaintiff, could serve the defendant, Target, the person that's being sued, with discovery requests. What are those things? They're, I'll name them, like form interrogatories, requests for production of documents, special interrogatories, requests for admissions. So there's all these things, right? So what the, I'm handling a case that involves discovery, and it's a civil case where somebody's suing somebody else. And in part of those discoveries, you could ask for documents. You could request specific documents going back to as far as you want. You could ask questions. You could find out information from the other party. It's discovery. Mm-hmm. You're discovering all these things so you could prepare your case. So I'm handling a civil case that is like that, because my client's being sued for like $20,000.
Damn.
So it involves a lot of discovery. So that's that, and then there's a couple of divorces that involve, it's the other parties not being nice, so it involves a lot of motions. Mm-hmm. Motions involve a lot of paperwork too.
So has there ever been like let's say you're doing a marriage or dispute, or I don't know, I'm trying to be smart, sound like you throwing big words out there, but like but has there ever been like a time where like maybe you're taking care of the paperwork of like one of the spouses, and like one of them comes after you, and then you have to put like a restraining order? Like, has it been like that risky?
No, I hope not. Let's cancel that statement, right? I hope no one ever wants to come after me. No one's ever. I've actually served one of my client's husband. I guess he was being upset because he was being served with divorce papers.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
But and in that case, they were still in the same home. Right. Oh. So that's what I'm saying. In California, it doesn't matter whether you decide. And some people think that they can, right? On the other end, some people think, so there's people that think if I leave the home, then that's going to be a crime. And then some people think I can't be in the home. Right. But there's people that initiate actions and are still sharing the same house.
Yeah. Wow. That's crazy. Like, I would figure like that would start a lot of problems, like especially in the home. Like I would figure like maybe keep them separated, because like they're gonna be talking smack the whole time. Like, sí, es tu culpa, and then the kids get involved. Like, mírenla, porque que está en la calle o por borracho, por eso nos estamos separando.
Like, yeah, I'm serious. Man, no, I wanna no do fun your job stories. Now. No, it's fun. I'm telling you, there's and it's a quick way, because like let's say somebody's like, I don't know what to do. Paralegal programs, I think they're like not that long, maybe 18 to 24 months.
Oh, that's long.
Well, it's less than a BA, I'll tell you that much, and it's probably cheaper. Yeah. And if you work under their attorney supervision, bam, you could become an LDA.
So can you like attend those courses like at a community college, or you have to go to state?
So you could go to a community college. I think El Camino has them. I know Cal State Long Beach has paralegal programs. They're independent programs out there. UCLA, if you want a more prestigious name, which to me doesn't really matter. So yeah, it's an alternative, and people need to be educated about the law. Mm-hmm. There's a high need, especially in our community, in the Latino communities. Just, I mean, stepping outside of what I do, even just the political realm right now, it's because of lack of awareness, I think. And sometimes I even feel like, okay, there's kids in cages. Like, what do I do? Right? You feel helpless. So I felt how my clients felt for once, right? Yeah, like, yeah. I've been feeling helpless. Like, what can I do? Like, is donating enough? Like, yeah. Do I go to Texas? Right? Like, you think, like, you think. And that's how my clients, they feel helpless, you know, sometimes. And I realized, and I'm not saying it's easy. It's not. It's worth it, though, because of what I do. And all of us have gifts and talents. And that's my gift and my talent.
So, like, can you offer your talent, like, to those people that are going through it? Like, is there a way for you to, like...
To teach them?
Or, like, teach them or help them, like, to kind of, like, get their kids back?
Yeah, I could help. I do with the legal, right? Uh-huh. And when the benefit is that when the other person's not represented by an attorney... It's a good thing because they're not an attorney. Now, I'm not necessarily saying that, oh, if the other person has an attorney, then you need an attorney. Mm-hmm. Because not all attorneys are great attorneys. Not all attorneys are good attorneys, mm-hmm. right? So that doesn't really matter. But I do prepare them as much as I can because I am blessed enough to know attorneys who I could talk to. And I pick their brain and I say, this is a situation that I have. What would you do? And then they say, do this, tell them to do that. And then I tell my client, I spoke to an attorney and he said, do this.
And okay, well, this might sound like a dumb question, but those are only questions I know to ask. So you talk to like an attorney, right? Yeah. You pick his brain. So like, does he charge you? And then you're like, okay, well, I spoke to an attorney. So here's the bill.
No, he doesn't charge me. Okay. Although he probably should. I would not blame him. I won't say his name because I don't know if he would be okay with that, but he does not charge me and I am blessed to know him because he's a smart attorney and he helps me out a lot and he doesn't charge me for it.
I might cut that so he won't hear that part. Like, I might not. I don't know. Depends how.
I refer clients, right? So that's what happens. If my clients, and I tell them off the bat, if at some point, you feel like it gets too messy. Everyone has a right to an attorney at any point, right?
Yeah.
So I say, I know of an attorney that could help you, right? I know of it. So I've had clients that I refer to him.
Oh, okay.
So he knows what I do. Yeah, so he knows what I do. And he's like, yeah, I'll send them my way. And then he does like housing, tenant, you know, landlord issues. So I have clients that I refer for that or the civil matters. Like big civil matters, like car accidents, things like that, he handles. So I help him in that sense too by referring people to him.
Why do you feel your work is so important? I mean, that sounded rude, but that's the way I have the question written.
I believe my work is important because people are in the legal. There's about 90,000 litigants, I think. This was in the stats. I was looking at the stats last year. This was maybe the stats for 2016. Okay. Don't quote me, but I don't have them on me. 90,000 litigants. It's all the LA County Superior Court. That's Long Beach, Compton, Inglewood, Central. I mean, Norwalk, so many of the courthouses. 90,000. 75% of those litigants are represented by themselves, meaning they don't have an attorney.
Yeah, yeah.
So what I do is really important because that's a lot of people that need help to fill out paperwork. That might not necessarily need an attorney or an attorney might be too expensive for them, right? Because attorneys, my hourly rate versus an attorney hourly rate, tremendous difference, right? Yeah. So I'm a lot cheaper and I still get the same job done in the sense that it's not a conflict case. So there's no litigation or in a divorce, maybe there's not that many assets. And maybe the assets that are in place, it's something that I could handle. It's not like too crazy where there's like, you know, boats and houses and like the house in, you know, like Palm Springs. And then we have the house in New York. No, most of my clients, even though they've been married a long time, probably don't have anything.
Oh, wow.
Maybe a house. Yeah. Some clients a house. Maybe there's a 401k around. But for the most part, they don't have a lot. They have debt.
Do they split up the debt and divorce too?
Yes, in California, people are like, assets. They get excited, right? When they hear assets. But I explained to them, no, in California, is the good and the bad. So any asset and debt So anything that you've accumulated of value, like a home or a debt, maybe a credit card debt or a student loan debt, maybe if it was accumulated during the marriage, those are tricky, but yeah, like a credit card debt. So all the good stuff and the bad stuff.
How does your upbringing in Wilmington influence your work?
Let's see. Well, I remember a story that my parents told me. My dad came in 76, I think. Maybe I'm wrong. And then I don't know if you've ever heard of, I'm sure you heard of Ronald Reagan. Or Ronald Reagan, it was the last amnesty that the U.S. saw. So because of that amnesty, my dad was able to get legal residency and my mother was able to get legal residency. And I remember a story that my dad and my mom shared that back, like prior to the amnesty, they were like promoting, like, you could become a resident, and my dad paid a couple of $1,000, I think, to somebody that never did anything. Oh. And then my parents didn't take any action to try to get their money back, right? And that was in 70 something, right? And 2018, that's still happening. Yeah. Like, people get taken for their money, and they don't do anything about it, right? But it's like, no, there's a way to do it. You could report people, you could take action. Or that just reminds me, like, my parents were done wrong, right? They're taken advantage of. And the thing is, Angel, that sometimes people that take advantage is la raza. Yeah. Latinos, other Latinos. Which is, you know, makes it just kind of worse because you would think that you would sympathize. I don't know. Maybe I'm naive to think like that, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's why it's dear to me, because of that story with my parents. And it happens now, so I feel like a responsibility to be able to, and I think we need more Latinos. I'm not an attorney, but we need more Latinos in the law, either paralegal. Yeah. We need more of a presence.
Yeah,
because it's something that people need to know what's going on, and the thing that when you don't know the law, it could cost you. It could cost you maybe part of your spouse's 401k. It could cost you your rights, which could cost you money if there's money involved, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, that's why it's really important and dear to me.
So you convinced me. I'm going to do it.
Do it, Angel. I'm here to support you, cheer you on.
So, like, but what made you want to go, like, and have your own business? Like, you were helping all these, like, joining these organizations, why did you decide to, like, go on your own?
So aside from LDA, right, it's like it's going to become now I know why you used to do 2 hours, right? Like, start talking too. So why? Because back in 2012, I left Rainbow maybe in 2009, 2010, I don't know. I left it because I was going to go venture off into this business, right? It was something that I believed in and it didn't happen, but it was entrepreneurship. So when that didn't work out, I was like, do I go back to a job? And I was just like, that's not what I want, right? Because I have this vision of what I have. And I said, it just going back to a job, it's not in alignment with what I want to do. So then that's why I became my own boss. And I have a 9-year-old son. He's 9 now. Back then he was what? When I started this, he was maybe 7, 6. And I always said, you know, I want to be there for my son. I want to be able. So this business allows me to be able to do that. Because I'm able to be there for, like, baseball, the Cub Scouts, or just take lunch for him to school, or just go on his field trips, like, do those things, but still be able to generate money. And I know how it is for women. I can't imagine that they have to work and then still, like, the kids and not be able to leave early, or I don't have to report to anybody.
Yeah, you're your own boss.
You're your own boss. So it has its benefits, but the thing is, you don't hustle.
Yeah.
Nothing happens, right? At a job, you go. Regardless of what you do at a job, you get paid.
Yeah.
At an hourly rate, you could, like, be on Instagram or do your work, you get paid. As a business owner, it doesn't work like that. You got to make things happen. You got to create your income, right? Mm-hmm. So it has its challenges, but ultimately it's a bigger blessing. Because I believe that entrepreneurship, in my opinion, is going to allow me to get to where I want to go, right? The vision that I have for my life.
And, like, do you have any plans for expanding like this?
I do. I want to expand. At some point, I want to hire somebody that I could either train, right?
Me, of course.
Come on, Angel. Get on it. I could do it. Yeah. I need an assistant. I know. That's the goal. And I'm praying that happens. Because It right now I do everything.
Yeah.
And what takes the most time for me is client contact. You know, because
like, what is what your assistant be doing?
So they calling back, calling clients back, assessing them. I do a lot of assessment over the phone because off the bat I know whether it's something I could help them with. So I don't waste their time, I don't waste my time. So something like that, and it's to call back, hey, oh, what is it, you know, what's the issue, I have certain questions that I would ask. Or filing, I go to court to file. That takes a lot of time because sometimes I have to go to downtown to file, Long Beach, sometimes Orange County, Norwalk, Compton, some Torrance. So I'm filing everywhere, so someone that would be able to
split the load with you,
file for me, just file, because that's a that's like mundane, like that doesn't take any thinking. All you have to do is just walk up to the window, give it to the clerk, that's it.
What about if they get sent back?
Oh man, then I'm slipping, then that's something. If they get sent back, then that's then I drop the ball.
So I mean, that's where you go and you you do these one-on-ones, and then you like that's how you
when you scout people. Right,
there you go.
Yeah.
So like, who are gonna be like, you got your list over here of all the people that potential what did we say? I already forgot the word.
LDAs?
No, your potential
assistants.
Assistants, there we go.
Like, yeah.
See, man, I'm giving you ideas.
Yeah, yeah, thank you.
Don't worry about it. We don't have to like print any legal documents here. It's all free and it's recorded, so you can take it legally. I said it's free, all right?
You got me. You got me. You're recording me. That's it. Video recordings, no bueno for people.
Yeah, but see, audio, I can do what I want. So how do you manage your time? Like, I imagine like this takes a lot of time.
It does take a lot of time. It takes a lot of time because people think like, oh, a declaration. No, a declaration takes time. People think, oh, it's only this. No, that takes time because it's a research that goes into it, right? If you want to do something right, you got to research it before you. It's like, you know, when you start working out, you want to start lifting. You just don't go to the rack and start lifting. You have to
work yourself up.
Yeah, that's how it is too. It's the same thing, right? It's the work that goes behind it.
Yeah.
It's more than people think, I think.
And like, do you like, how, what's your way of managing your time?
Oh, so my time, it's like so in the morning I go to the gym. I don't start my day until like 10 or 11. I'm so horrible.
But
that's the truth.
That's all
right. Right now it's summer, so my son's out of school.
You're your own boss.
I'm a boss, yeah, right? But I need to get on it, right? So when my son's in school, usually when he's out, I'm at the gym. I need to work out. That's like how I release. So by 9 or 10, that's when I start working. Either I go to court, depends on what I have for the day. Like if I have to file, I try to get my filings knocked down the same day. Mm-hmm. So if I have to go to Compton, go to Long Beach, go to Torrance, knock it out. Or if I have clients to meet, then I'm doing that the first part of the day. Or the later part of the day, usually when I work on things, because I need to be able to think and have like quiet time because of declarations and things like that. So usually during the day I'm dealing with clients, either face to face, on the phone, or court, getting cases prepared, like doing the file, the copying, compiling them, doing the and then later at night I do all the, because you have to read paperwork, right? Yeah. People think it's like, and then it's like, right, that's another thing, we're going to that, right? People are like, well, it's a certain price. Well, I know what I do, right? You could find somebody like me, an LDA just like me, that I could probably charge you $600 for, they'll charge you $200. I believe it, but let's compare the work.
Yeah.
And I know what I do, and I know how long it takes to do something good and to prepare something solid for court. It takes time. So I manage. So usually I do that in the off hours, like later in the night, the mundane work, like the sorting, the getting stuff for copying, like the declaration, the thinking, the cross-referencing paperwork. And then sometimes cases come to me and I don't know nothing about it, so I have to get the file and look at, so I research it, I read it, like later on at night.
So like, for anybody that might want to get into like do what you do, like what's the most tedious part about it, like doing what you do?
If you don't like reading,
yeah,
don't do it. It's the truth. You have to read. It's the truth. You have to. You're reading section codes. You're reading the forms. Uh-huh. That's why people pay me, I think, because they don't
like to read.
Not to read. It's like a waste of time for people sometimes, right? And then legal words are like, what? I even have to read it sometimes 2 or 3 times. I have to read a section code. I have to talk to the attorney and say, does this say that? And he's like, yes. You know, and it's I've been in this field for a long time and I still have questions. I still have uncertainty. I'm still not sure. So if you don't like researching, if you don't like finding information out, if you don't like reading.
Not for you.
Not for you. It's not for you. And then it's a lot of paperwork.
So like, how do you keep yourself focused though? Because I could imagine like sometimes you're like.
I got my money on my mind. That's okay. How I stay focused.
You remember how much you're charging them.
That's right. And it's like, do I do the math? No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, but part of it is that, right? Because when you work for yourself, that's a benefit.
Yeah, yeah.
You pay for the service that you're giving somebody, and the knowledge that you're bringing to it. You know, so that's like the benefit of it, right?
Yeah. How do you determine how much you charge? You don't have to tell me how much you charge, but like, how do you determine your worth? Like, you know, a lot of people have trouble determining how much, like, their time is worth. Like,
and you know what? I had a problem with that in the beginning. Not no more. Uh-huh. No more. I charge what I charge, and if it's too much, I honor it, but I'm not going to charge less, right? Because it takes time. And before, when I was doing it, you would feel, I don't know if it's a Latin, it's a cultural thing, we feel bad, I don't know. I would feel bad. And it's like, what, $250? But then I would find myself doing the work, and I'm like, man, I just charged $250?
Yeah.
Right? So my scale was off.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
I had to sit and say, okay, Esperanza, if you do something like this, what goes into it? Uh-huh. And then the truth be told, sometimes the client's case is a little bit more demanding. So I off the assessment, I get an idea of what it is going to entail. And then I base it on that. So I could charge. And if somebody just wants me to, you know, like right now, they want me to review a trust. They want me to read it. So I said, well, this is a former client. So she's come to me. This is the second time, but this is for her dad. So I said, I'm going to charge you my hourly rate, which is $100. But you're my former client, so I'll charge you $80, right? To review it, all I have to do is read it. I told them it's going to take me about this document is about this bit. I said it'll take me about 2-3 hours to review this.
Okay.
Right? And so it's going to be about close to $250, maybe $260.
Yeah.
Oh, fine. Right? But there's some clients, depends. I could charge maybe $250 for a job to $1,000, $1,500. Mm-hmm. It just depends because you have a train, right? Like with what you do, you become trained.
Yeah, yeah.
I've become trained to the point where I know how much something's going to entail, not time-wise.
Because
with me, my time is money. That's what costs me.
Yeah, yeah,
so if I'm standing in court waiting before my filing, oh, if you want me to file, it's $25 extra. No. Because in Long Beach court, I could be there an hour waiting sometimes in line.
I've been to that court and I feel you.
To file. So no, my hourly rate is not $25 an hour. Yeah. So I had to reevaluate that and say, well, now this is the fee. And the thing is that now when you're confident in what you do, and this is just a tip that this is what I've learned. When we're confident in what we do, when I'm confident in what I do, and I set the price, people will pay because they feel it.
Yeah.
And sometimes they'll give you, maybe they're like, I don't know about this girl, but so-and-so referred me they told me that she's this. So, and they tell me that, I don't know, but so-and-so referred me. So they told me that you're able to do this. And I say, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to do that for you, but what I'll promise you is I'll do everything that I have to do to make sure paperwork's intact.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I could do.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
But this is what I pay.
Yeah.
This is what I charge. People don't have a problem with it.
That's
right,
good.
Like the client that came to me with the person that took her for money, I was like, I hate to do this for you, but I charge $1,000. Oh, not a problem. She paid me here. I just want you to take care of it.
Right? I think it's more like you're just trying to get the headache out the way, you know, like
people. Yeah, sometimes I would undermine like, but think about it. I'm saving people time.
Yeah.
People don't want to go to Compton Court. They trust me, they don't want to go to Compton Court and file.
I've been to that one too.
It's my least favorite.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I don't like
it. I hate the parking there.
Oh, I found a spot. I'm like the parking queen, right? Because anywhere you go to court, you have to file. I mean, you have to pay. So I found like spots where I park and I don't have to pay. But yeah, Compton is just, you know, anyway. So people don't want to waste. They take time off of work. right? They have to go stand out there. Then, if their paperwork is wrong, they have to go back, get it right, and yeah. then go back. So they're wasting a lot of time. So when, and this is what I realized, when I give value to my work, people are okay with it.
Yeah.
You know, people are able to, and then I explain things to them. And then they say that, right? Many of my clients say, you take the time to explain things to me. No one's ever done that. I've had somebody else that helped me back then with something else, and they never did that. I don't believe in just asking people to sign things and not explaining them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's important. You got to know what you're signing.
I bet my clients, if I did that, they would do it. They yeah. wouldn't ask me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They would. Sometimes I'm like, no. Yo le tengo confianza.
Yeah, yeah.
No me tenga confianza.
Yeah, because you could be like, they don't know. You might be one of those people that
that does it wrong.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, pero usted no sabe. So le voy a explicar.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
So I explain to them, and this is what you're signing, and this is what you're doing, and make this is your copy, and this is what it is. And I think you have to just honor people, even, right? Because sometimes we think like, they're not going to know. Doesn't matter, right? Yeah. Well, you know what? Doesn't matter if they don't know. I have a responsibility to let them know what they're signing, right? Because at some point something happens to the case. In the case, I could say, you know what, I explained it to you. Remember this document that you signed? And you just have to always be very careful.
Yeah, yeah. So like at the in the on the description, you're gonna find those parking spots that she was talking about, the hookups, right?
Yes, the hidden ones where you don't pay.
Yeah. So I mean,
and I know parking in downtown too, the cheapest one.
I've never been to that one.
$6. I know downtown. Yeah, downtown is there. Yeah. But they're organized, considering that they're the central location. They're the most organized one, yeah. I have to say.
So I always stay local. Compton, Long Beach, or San Pedro. You know, always stay local.
That's right.
So what advice can you give to other entrepreneurs as yourself?
You have to just believe in yourself.
Yeah.
You gotta believe in yourself. You gotta be your best cheerleader, because people are gonna tell you, don't do it, why are you doing this, people are gonna have their opinions, you know. We just, you just have to be very set in what it is that you want to do, uh-huh. and why you want to do it. Don't even worry about how. Mm-hmm. Like, I have this vision, I don't even know how I'm gonna do it. I'm not worried about though. I know why I want to do it. So what I have control over, and that's right, focus on what you have control over. So believe in yourself. Consistency, right? You say consistency earlier. Consistency is key. And you have to, it's a hanging power. You have to learn how to hang on. Mm-hmm. Right?
That's why you go to the gym, work on that grip. That's
right. Gotta hold on to it for dear life, because there's people that go on to entrepreneurship and they get wiped out, or, yeah. you know, tough times hit.
Yeah, yeah.
Famine hits. Those things hit, you know, and it's a mindset, it's a way of thinking. So you have to believe in yourself. I've realized that, and I'm still learning. I'm a little guppy, right, in the world of entrepreneurs. Oh, and get plugged in with other entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm doing too. I'm starting to do that. I'm starting to plug into, especially other women, you know, entrepreneurs. I'm looking for any Latina entrepreneurs that know about any organizations or something. I want to get plugged in, because I feel like Latinas, and we need more Latinas to become entrepreneurs. More Latinos, period. And we need to teach our youth how to make money, because that's how you keep them off the street. Realize that.
So I know of Sister Circle, I think it's called.
Oh,
I don't know if you've heard about it.
No.
So I don't know when they meet, but I interviewed on this. She's a LMFT, licensed marriage.
Oh, a marriage family therapist.
Yeah, yeah. So there's it's called Amigas for Your Soul. So maybe you should check it out. They have one in Wilmington, Long Beach, LA. So I'll give you the link.
Yes, yeah, Amigas I'm going to do that. Amigas. Yeah, yeah. Because it's important. That's important too. You have to find other people that are like-minded.
So it says Sister Circle Guidelines. Have an open-minded heart, a desire to improve yourself, have good intentions for your group, and be engaged and active. So I feel like that's a good spot for
check,
you.
Check.
You got like... Yeah, I think you have what it takes to be able to join, you know.
Mm-hmm. Amigas for Your Soul?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm going to remember that.
Yeah, so I personally, they didn't allow me. I don't know why. I don't want to take it personal, but hey. Yeah. All right, well, you know what, like, before I end every episode, I like to ask my guests, like, Can you tell me a positive and a negative thing that happened to you this week? Either you could start whatever way you want.
A positive. I'm just really in, like, right now, my son, I'm just like, the highlight yesterday, he played such, that was such a good thing because he inspired me to keep pressing forward. Because it goes back to the entrepreneurship, right? Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's a cold, cold path. It's tough. And seeing him, you know, perform and just, I was like, I have a responsibility to keep pressing forward because part of what I have in my vision involves him, right? And his well-being and his future. So that was a positive because I needed that. He inspired me to keep moving forward. And a negative, like a character building thing that happened to me.
Whatever.
A character building.
It could be like,
oh, I don't know. At the gym, I got tired a lot faster than I usually do. That's not good. So that told me that I'm doing something wrong. That's a negative. But I don't think, you know what, I think it's perspective, right?
Yeah.
Before I was like, oh, that's bad. But now it's like, okay, this happens, you know, and how can I control my attitude? So I can't think of anything. I think this positive thing with my son overpowered any negative thing that might have happened, that might have had me like bummed out for a second.
Yeah. For a second, I was gonna suggest like maybe somebody took your parking spot with the shaders.
You have oh to, no, that would have been really upset. I would have been really upset. No.
All right. Well, you know what? Why don't you tell people where they can find you? Your plugs, basically, like your social medias or like where your office is located. All this is gonna be on the description, also.
Yes.
But like maybe people want like to go right now. Right now, they don't want to read. So why don't you tell them where they can find you?
So on Instagram, my page doesn't have. I don't have an Instagram page, I don't think. It's just my personal page. So I don't know if I should say that one because it doesn't have anything about my business.
I mean, you're working now, so.
Oh, yeah, I have. It's Mujer de Fuego. That's my fitness is one of my, I love working out. Or I love what it does for you mentally. And then Facebook is Superior Preparation, Superior Document Preparation Services. It's a page that I have there. And then I don't have a website. I had a website, but it's down. So I have to get that back up. And then I'm out of Wilmington as of now. I'm just mobile. So I just meet with people. Usually we find a place to meet, or a lot of my clients are comfortable with me going to their homes actually. Right. So I'm mobile. So I do that. And, that's pretty phone number, but it's on my business card.
Yeah.
Oh, so, you could text me. I don't know if that's okay for.
So, I mean, if you're okay with.
Yeah, I'm okay with it. It's my business line. So it's 310-427-5256. So you could text me. My name of clients, that's how they prefer to communicate, or call. Mm-hmm. Old school way of doing things, call.
Yeah. Can you repeat that number again just in case?
Yes, it's 310-427-5256.
All right, guys. If you messed up, then just go back. Go back a couple seconds and get it again.
And get it, yes.
I don't know if I missed anything. Like, in case I did, maybe you could bring it up now.
I'm trying to think of, like, just always answer to stuff that you get served with. Okay. Always. That's something that I can't stress enough because people lose their rights when you do not respond. And then people, you know, come to me with judgments against them, you know, like judgments, money judgments, and then they get liens and then get all these things. So that's one of the things I forgot. Always respond to something that you are served with. And you always have, this is another thing, you always have to be personally served with something for the most part. You always have to be personally served with something because people have come to me and there's judgments against them, but they were never personally served. So somebody did perjury. Right, so these systems, we have to, that's another thing, the legal system could be corrupt. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not for us. I hate to say it, it's not for us. So if we end up in the systems, we have to play smart. How I could help you play smart is making sure that all your paperwork is properly completed because it's so important. You know, judges appreciate when paperwork's done right because they have so many cases. So it's always good to be able to have a clean paperwork, everything's in place. So that's something else. Yes. I just want to make sure people respond to anything that they get served because I hate when people don't respond to things.
Yeah, me too. Because
they give up the rights like that.
Yeah. So make sure you read the description also.
Yes.
practice by reading that, and then some important paperwork, you're gonna get served. Hopefully you're not getting served. But just in case you are, here's an option for you to like not read. She could read for you.
And if you recently got served, I'm so sorry, but you could call me and I could see if it's something that I could help you with, right?
Or find them and then give them the paperwork and be like, you got served.
You got served. Because you only got 30 days. You only got 30 days from the point that you got served to fall, or 30 calendar days, right? So you have to make sure you respond quickly.
And tell your friend to go with you, do a handstand, and then say that you got served. All right. Well, you know what? Like, we're about to do one of my favorite parts of the show, which... it's called the game called Sevens, all right?
Yes.
So for any new listeners, Sevens is a word association game, kind of like Heads Up, where she chooses a category and I have to give her clues. So it's seven because it's seven questions, and she has 7 seconds for each question. So it's gonna be a total of 49 seconds. So her goal is to be 32. At the end of the year, I'm gonna give my guess with the high score. I'm gonna give him a fatter of myself, giving you the thumbs up. It could be to remember like that she was here, or that she never wants to see me ever again. It's really up to her. So the high score you gotta beat is 32 set by Marty Moose of 21 Miles of Scenic Beauty, and then there's Arch Light. So make sure if you're a future guest, make sure you go check that episode out. I completely made a fool of myself, but it happened to be a good thing for him, because he happened to get the high score. So yeah, so the categories are general, movies, TV shows, celebrities, music, sports, Broadway, food, animals, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s, and their corresponding music, stand-up, superhero, movie action, movie comedy, movie award winners, football, baseball, basketball, and hockey. Alright, so go for something that I'm good at, because since I'm giving you the clues, it really depends on how good I give you the clue. So since you've talked to me for like about an hour now, assume that I'm good at something. You could look at me and I'm kind of chubby, so I'll be good at food.
No, Angel, I swear I was thinking, because I love the gym, because I love to eat. So that's been the battle of my life. So that's why I'm at the gym. So don't expect like, oh, she's probably fit. No, I just love to eat. So I go to the gym.
Personal.
So I was thinking food, because I saw the pizza on your laptop.
All right, that's
and then I was kind of hungry right now. So yeah. I was like, so maybe food. So yeah, food.
That's the second best category. All right, so we're about to start,
because I was thinking baseball, because I like good old food.
All right, when you haven't ate in a long time, you get
hunger pains.
Chickens don't have these, but they sell them at McDonald's.
Wings.
It's a plant that has like little spikies that you rip it apart.
Cactus.
You tear it apart. All right, never mind. Frosted Flakes, Cocoa Puffs,
cereal.
You put a graham cracker, chocolate, and a marshmallow.
That's more.
Gouda. What's a type of cheese? Like
cheese. Gouda, Kraft, American.
All right, yeah. It's a snail. What's the word for eating snails?
A delicacy?
No, like, what's the name of it? Okay, so escargot. I think that's what it is.
Oh, I don't know.
Or slugs. I think it was slugs. All right, well, you know what? It didn't really matter. So it was 18.
Oh
yeah, so the one night I kind of choked was artichoke. So you get it, artichoke choke. So it was like the little like spiky thing. You rip it apart. Yeah, yeah. I forgot to say you put salt
thinking,
and lemon.
Edamame, pero no, like, you know the little hairs, the edamame.
Yeah, no. So you have another chance, all right?
Okay.
So this time, like, you already know how it works, and I'm gonna choose for you. All right. So we're gonna do general.
Okay.
So it'll be anything. All right.
Okay.
When you want to close a door, you put your key into a... Okay. When the opposite of happy.
Sad.
When, like, you juggle, what's another for juggler? You're a...
Performer.
No, a...
Circus clown?
No.
A juggler?
Ford. What do all these have in common? Ford, Chevy.
They're car brands.
Yeah.
Makers.
Not breakfast and not dinner.
Lunch.
It's a P red. It's like a social media. Like you blank this. Like you save the picture, you blank it.
Oh, screenshot it.
Like Fox blank. Channel for this is where you get your current events. Like what's a place?
The internet.
No, news. All right. So the one I was lock. sad, acrobat, the like a juggler.
Acrobat.
Yeah, acrobat, and then cars. You took kind of long for that one.
I know, I went blank.
And Pinterest, like I didn't know.
Pinterest, that's what I was thinking. I couldn't say it.
Like, it's a like P and it's
yes,
red.
Yes, I see yeah. it. I know you're right.
And then the news. That's the news, one I choked. Yeah. So my bad. Horrible. See, I told you, you go for something I'm good at. Like he just happened to get me on a good day. That like.
What did he choose? On. What topic?
General.
General. Yeah. Oh.
So you know what? I think I'm gonna wrap it up. But before I go, I have to give you my plug. So you can find me on Instagram and Facebook. Just look up Let Me Know Pod. I'm on Stitcher, SoundCloud. I'm everywhere. So all you, just do this. Go on Google and Google Let Me Know Pod. So, but make sure you type in L-E-M, not L-E-T, because if you put a T, it's not going to take you anywhere. So make sure you put L-E-M. And subscribe, listen, recommend it to your friends. I have stickers. So if you want a free sticker, just send me a DM on Instagram or send me an email at letmeknowpod@gmail.com and I'll send it your way. And also remember, I have shirts. They're available at Synesthesia Boutique, shirts and hats. So if you want to pick one up, I suggest to go on a Tuesday and take advantage of that BOGO sale. So it's only $20 and then you get another one half off. So you don't even have to get mine for the 20. So get mine for the half off. And then you can get yourself a sticker at the same time. All right, guys. But you know what? I'm going to let you guys go. But before I go, I just want to thank you guys for letting me be part of your day. All right, guys. Till next time. I'll see ya. Bye. You know she gon' burn down everything. She's an arsonist in her pastime. And I've been burned for the last time. Time, 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 whoa. I've been burned for the last time. Time, 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 whoa. I've been burned for the last time. It started out like any other morning. The sky was red, he took it as a warning. She kicked the hive, now the bees are swarming. They play the victim to the crowd starts forming. She got a history of making a scene, yeah. She tell a story, she got started. Like he's the executioner, but she is the queen. And he's the one whose neck is in the guillotine. Yeah.